to us anyway. Tell you what, if we took an account of what he's done for us and how good he's been for us, we'd never be able to account for all of his many blessings. I tell you what, he's been good to me. I know that. Let me just thank the church right quick. Tell you just a little bit about the mission work that we've been doing up in West Virginia to the little church we've been going to up there for some time. Was able to go back up there about 4 weeks ago now, I guess 3 weeks ago. Took them a load of clothes and a load of food and a load of school supplies, and God really blessed the service. The Bethel Church gave me money to buy food and things with, and I appreciate the church doing that. I tell you what, it's a blessing to me, and it was a blessing to the people up there in West Virginia. I tell you what, every time I go up there, I feel more sorry for these people every time. I mean, it's just to think back on how we live here in Spruce Pine in the mountains here, to think how we live and what we've got and what we've got here at Bethel. I tell you what, I thank God for it, amen. We take God's blessings for granted so much. If y'all could just see the things that I've saw, the way those people have to do and live, I tell you what, I believe with all my heart, you'd be a whole lot more thankful for what God's blessed you with. And while we was up there, I tell you what, it was hot. The church, little old block church, sitting right out in the sun. That church, they told us a prayer that day. I didn't know this until the lady that does the bookkeeping was talking to Regina. The little church has been there for 108 years. It's been established there for 108 years. In operation for 108 years. That's a blessing, ain't it? I tell you what, that's blessed me to death when I found out that. But that Sunday morning we was there, the service we was in, we didn't even have any preaching. I mean, just people minding the Lord, worshiping the Lord, just praising the Lord, and just really having a wonderful time in the Lord. The little preacher was standing up there, and he just having him a time, and sweat just a rolling off of him, brother. I'm telling you why, he had a towel just wiping the sweat. God spoke to me sitting there and said, get him an air conditioner. Get him an air conditioner and get it back up here to him. So we got outside, and Regina looked at me and said, we're going to have to get him an air conditioner. I said, God done told me to. So I said, we'll see what we can do and get it back up here to him. And you wouldn't believe how God put it together for us to be able to get him an air conditioner and get it back up there to him. One of the places I go to and work, the lady that runs the office, I've known her for a long time, just a real sweet lady, and she always helps me every Christmas. She'll write me a check for $50 to help buy toys with. And I was there that Monday doing some stuff and was telling her about what went on that Sunday, and I told her, I said, I'm going back next weekend. She said, you're going back next weekend? What for? And I said, I'm going to take him an air conditioner. I said, it's hot up there. You couldn't stand it. I said, I'm honest. I said, I'm telling you what, it's just unreal. And she turned around. She reached me $150. She said, help take this and help pay on that air conditioner. I said, man. I said, are you sure? And she said, yeah. I said, take this and help pay on that air conditioner for them people. So I called Brother Ken when I got back out on the road. Brother Ken gave me a real deal, because he had been up there with us to the little church last year, and I figured he would know about what it would take to cool the church and get it comfortable for him. And I called Brother Ken, and he said, yeah, I said, I've got one. And he told me what he'd let me have it for. He said, if that's what you're going to use it for, he said, I'll let you have it for this. And I said, praise God, I'm on my way. So that night, I called Brother Darren. Tell him what a service we had and what a time we had. And I told him, I said, brother, I said, I won't be there again Sunday. He said, where are you going, preacher? And I said, I'm going back to West Virginia. And he said, you're going back to West Virginia again? I said, yeah. I said, I'm going to take him an air conditioner. I said, it's hot up there, them people. It's just unreal. Told him what all took place. He said, go get the air conditioner. Don't worry about the rest of it. Beth will pay for it. You think God ain't good, brother? So I loaded up, and there was some more stuff that was donated to the church, sound system and a lot of different things, and took that to them. Pulled up that Sunday morning. See, I don't call a preacher when I'm coming. I just go. I like to surprise him. I like to see the look on his face. Pulled up out in front of the church, and him and a couple of guys were standing out in front of the church, and he looked at me and he said, "You back up here again?" I said, "It don't matter to me, brother. I go back to the house." I said, you know, just get going on with him. Oh, he went off pieces. He went from wild. He said, "You get on in here." And I carried him a bag full of stuff that had been given to me to take to him. And he said, "What's this?" I said, "Open it up and look at it." Oh, he just went off pieces. Amplifiers, microphones. He just, and to tell you how poor they are, let me tell you this. I need to get on with it. He told me last Christmas when we was up there, he said, "We've been trying to save up some money." Now, think about a church trying to save money. This is extra stuff. This is beyond the bills and what it takes to normally run a church. But he said, "We've been trying to save some money to buy microphones with." You think about that. Now, that's how poor they are. And when I gave him that stuff, man, he just went all to pieces. I mean, he was having him a field day. I said, "That ain't all, brother." I said, "Come over here to the truck." And I had the air conditioner in the back of the truck and had it covered up with a tarp where he couldn't see what it was. And he said, "That ain't what I think it is, is it?" I said, "Yeah, buddy." I uncovered that thing, and he did go off. He went all to pieces. He said, "Hold on." I mean, after he got through, he just stood there, just stood there with his head bowed down. I said, "Where do you want to unload it at?" He said, "Hold on." He went and got a set of hand trucks. We unloaded that air conditioner on a set of hand trucks, and right up through the church he went with it, put it right in front of the altar, put it right in front of the pulpit.
Yeah.
That's where it said, hitting all the other stuff. It sat right there all during the service. You talk about a blessing. I mean, you talk about a blessing. And I tell you what, it just blesses my heart to be able to do a little something for these people, to be able just to help them a little bit. And don't get me wrong with what I'm about to say, but we're spoiled at Bethel. We are spoiled at Bethel. Look what's taking place right across the parking lot. You think God ain't been good to us, brother? And God spoiled us? Folks, I tell you what, we ought to be the most happiest, most thankful people in Mitchell County for what God's doing for us. And I know we've been talked about. Well, they need that big building. That ain't none of their business. We're doing what God wants us to do. And we need to thank God for it, amen, for what he's doing for us. Folks, I'm telling you, and I've told you this before, and it's taking place more every day that we live in Mitchell County. More jobs and stuff get gone out of the county. If we're not careful around here of the way we treat God for what he's doing for us, we could be in the same shape that little church is. And I'm not putting them down, don't get me wrong. They're just less fortunate than we are. And God don't look down on them. Don't look down on us. God bless you. Just listen to me. We better quit taking advantage of God's blessings and start praising him and start living like a Christian. Amen. We need to thank God for what he's doing for us. And I thank God for this church. And don't get me wrong, I thank God that I'm a member of a church that is still willing to help. Amen. That is still willing to go the extra mile. Because unless you see what I see and trying to get out and get stuff to help people with, to get stuff to make some little boy or girl's Christmas a little brighter. And the stuff that I get told, I'm thankful I belong to a church. Like I said a while ago, and I'll say it again, I'm thankful that I belong to a church that's willing to go the extra mile, brother. And it's a church that is still willing to step out and help people. Amen. I thank God for that. I really do. I praise his holy name for the church. We need, like I said earlier, and I'm not just trying to stand up here and take time. We need to pray for our pastor. We need to thank God for Brother Darren. I'm not just saying that to have word, you know, just trying to find words to say. I'm saying that from the bottom of my heart. We need to thank God for our pastor and lift him up and pray for him.
Amen.
Amen. If you just want to open your Bible tonight to the book of Matthew, chapter number 24. Matthew chapter number 24, when you find it, let's all stand. Matthew chapter number 24, start with verse number 36. The Bible says here, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite him, his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. And shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Heavenly Father, as we come before you once again tonight, Lord, we thank you, God, for this privilege, Lord, this opportunity, God, just to be back in your house one more time. Father, I'm so thankful, God, that you just allowed us, Father, God, just to stand and preach your word one more time. Father, Lord, I pray your blessings on me. I pray, God, tonight, Lord, that you just preach through me tonight, Lord, for your people. God, I pray, Lord, God, that you'd bless each one that's come out this way tonight, Father, meet each need in the church. God, you know what's going on in each household. You know what's going on in each heart and life, God. And Father, I pray, God, your blessings upon each and every one that's come out this way. Father, be with our pastor, God. Touch him, bless him, and use him, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, God, should forgive me of my sins, Lord. Forgive me for where I failed you, God, because I know I failed you in so many ways. Be with me throughout this day, throughout this service, Father. In Christ's name I pray. And be seated. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes with the Lord's help on this thought, the last time. I started off the mountain down into Marion a couple of weeks ago. As y'all know, they've been several truck accidents on the mountain, and started off the mountain that morning going to work, and the thought come to me that one of the guys that wrecked on the mountain there, I knew him a little bit, didn't know him the whole well, but knew of him. The thought crossed my mind as I went off the mountain that morning, he didn't know that this was going to be his last time off that mountain. But I mean, he didn't get killed, but he's, you know, in pretty bad shape. He's hurt real bad, but He had no idea as he started off that mountain that morning that was going to be his last trip off that mountain for a long time. And God spoke to me just as I thought about that, and God said, "There's your message." And if I had a title to put to it tonight, I'd call it "The Last Time." Amen. We face a lot of things in this life for the last time. Amen. We're living in a day and time when I believe with all my heart, including myself, we're living in an hour, we're living in a day when nobody is looking for the Lord to come back. Amen. Now, you remember what I just read in your hearing? The Bible said that the Lord would come back when nobody's looking for him. That's just the way it was put. When nobody is expecting it, the Lord's going to come back. And I believe with all my heart that we're living in a day and we're living in an hour when there ain't nobody, including God's children. We're so caught up in this lifestyle, we're so caught up in our busy everyday life that we're not looking for the Lord to come back. Am I not right? If we was looking for the Lord to come back, bless God, we'd be a whole lot closer to him than what we are right now. Am I not right? Amen. I'm preaching truth. If we was, well, let me ask you this question. Where do you stand tonight with the Lord? Are you saved? Are you 100% tonight sure that if the Lord come back while I'm standing up here preaching, and folks, I'm telling you, I believe we're living in a day and time that it could happen just any second. Bless God, I believe we're that close to the Lord coming back. And let me ask you something tonight. Do you know in your heart, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that if the Lord was to come back this very second, you'd go with him? Folks, I tell you tonight, we're living in serious time. We're living in time tonight that you need to search out your heart. You need to search out your soul tonight. And you need to find out and know for sure, bless God, that you're saved, that you're going to heaven when the Lord comes back. Because I believe, like I've already said, and I'll say it again, I believe we're living in the last days. I believe we're living in a time that, bless God, he can split the eastern sky just like that right there. Am I not right? Amen. And there's none of us are looking for the Lord to come back. Amen. You better search out your heart. You better search out your soul tonight and make sure that you're saved. Amen. Make sure that you're on your way to heaven. Amen. Because that's the most, I don't care what you do in this lifetime. I don't care what you face. I don't care about the decisions you make. The decision of salvation, bless God, is just is the most important thing that you can ever think of. And let me assure you tonight. Let me assure you tonight. You believe this is God's holy word? You believe this is God's precious word? Well, what did it say tonight when I read to you? It said the Lord's coming back. Right. Let me assure you tonight, bless God, on the authority of God's holy precious word, he is coming back. Amen. Amen. He's coming back, bless God, to take his children home to be with him. And that's one reason I had Brother Calvin to sing that song. I won't have to worry anymore. That song's been on my heart for 2 or 3 weeks. Bless God, we're going to a place where we won't have to worry anymore. Right. If you're saved tonight, if you're on your way to heaven, bless God, one of these days we're going to be there. And we ain't going to have to worry anymore, Brother Calvin. Amen. We ain't going to have to worry about the cares of this life. But one of these days, bless God, everything that we do, everything you face, every decision you make, and everything you do in this lifetime, you're going to do it for the last time. Right. One of these days, bless God, you're going to do it for the last time. But like I said a while ago, we're living in a day and time, we're living in an hour, bless God, when nobody thinks the Lord's going to come back. We've heard it preached, we've heard it teached, we've heard it taught about all our life. To bless God, I guess we kind of we've grown callous to it. We've grown used to the situation. We've grown used to the words, bless God, that the Lord's coming back. And it just kind of rolls off our back like water off of a duck's back. Amen. But let me tell you tonight, folks. Let me assure you again. Bless God, one of these days, the Lord's going to split the eastern sky. And he's going to say, come up here there. And bless God, you better be ready to go. Amen. You better be ready to go. Because once he does that, once God looks over, and folks, I'm telling you, I believe with all my heart, we're as close to him coming back as God looking over at his son right now, his darling son right now, and saying, son, it's time to go get my children. I believe he could come with all my heart before this service is over with tonight. I believe we're that close to him coming back. The Bible says, watch therefore in verse number 42. I read, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord will come. We don't know. The angels in heaven don't even know when he's coming back, but God does. God knows what's going on. God's still in control. No matter what goes on in this life, no matter what's happening across the world, around the world, bless God, he's still in control. Whether you believe it or not, God's still in control. And all he has to do is look over at his darling son and say, son, it's time. Yeah. Right. It's time to go get my children. Amen. And bless God, we'll be on our way to, just think about it. Yeah. Just think about being in heaven. Yeah. And our little old minds can't comprehend what all heaven's going to contain, what all heaven's going to hold. We can't contain it. But you look around at this old world, you look at the turmoil, you look at the fight, and you look at everything that's going on in this old world. And I thank God, I thought about this as I studied on this message. I thank God that I live here in the mountains of North Carolina. I thank God for that, and I thank him for that. Because it's mean enough around here where we live. And folks, what I'm preaching on tonight is for the last time. Just bear with me a few minutes. But it's bad enough around here where we live. We don't know the half. But Dennis, if we know what was going on around this old world, in these cities, the Bible says in verse number 37, what I'm getting at, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And now you know how the Bible reads and how the Bible talks about how mean and how wicked it was back in the days of Noah when before God destroyed the earth and how it grieved God's heart that he had created man. I believe with all my heart we're living in just as mean or just a wicked day or more wicked day than the days of Noah. Because man has got so much more educated now on how to do wicked things. Man has got so much, I don't know if you'd call it smarter or stupider, but anything, and I thought about this as I studied on this, anything that can cross man's mind, somewhere in this old world is carried out. We're living I believe we're living in the most wicked time, bless God, that we've ever lived in. So, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Folks, I'm trying to tell you tonight. I'm trying to get you as excited about the Lord coming back if you're saved tonight. Bless God. Because one of these days we're going to gather here at Bethel Baptist Church for the last time. One of these days we're going to wake up in this old wicked world for the last time. One of these days I'm going to get up and get ready and go to work. Bless God, for the last time. Now you need to think about what I'm saying tonight. You young folks, one of these days you're going to wake up and go to school for the last time. And I'm telling you tonight, you better make sure your salvation. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to help you tonight. But just as sure as I'm standing up here tonight, the Lord's come back. One of these days, all these things I've talked about, bless God's going to come to pass, Brother Chris. One of these days we're going to wake up and see our family as we know them here on this earth for the last time. One of these days I'm going to stand and preach my last sermon. Amen. Because everything I've said tonight and everything that we do, I don't care what you do from the time you wake up in the morning, from the time till the time you go to sleep, everything you do during that day is going to be for the last time. Do you know? Now listen to me. We need to do everything we do, Brother Dennis, bless God, to the best of our ability. I don't care. I don't care if it has to do with church. I don't care if it has to do with your job. I don't care if it has to do with your family, your neighbors, your friends, your loved ones. Whatever you do, you need to do it to the best of your ability. Because, now listen to me, what I'm fixing to say, don't let me get you confused. You'll never get that opportunity to redo it just exactly like it was.
That's right. Amen.
So you better do it, bless God, to the best of your ability, because if you're saved tonight, God's watching you. And God's taking note of what we do in our life, brother. You believe that? One of these days we're going to have to stand and give account for everything we do. And bless God, we better do it to the best of our ability because it's going to be the last time. One of these days the Lord's going to come back. Whether you believe it or not, what I'm standing up here and preaching to you, whether you believe me or not, that's up to you. But bless God, one of these days, he's coming back. And if you're saved tonight, if you're born again, you're God's representative. You believe that? If you're a born again Christian tonight, in this church house, and as soon as you step out these church house doors, you're God's representative. We need to do everything we do to the best of our ability because it's for the last time. And one of these days, everything I've talked about is going to be for the last time because it's going to be over with. Sure, you can redo stuff. You can try to correct your mistakes that you've made in the past, but you'll never, bless God, do them just exactly like you had them the first time. That's what I'm saying. You better do everything to the best of your ability and do it because God's watching you and do it the best you can because we're God's representatives. Somebody's out there watching you. And your lifestyle that you live out here in this world could make a difference in somebody's salvation. That's what I'm saying. Everything we do, we need to do it the best we can. Because if you're a born-again Christian, not if you're saved, like I've said, you're God's representative. I'm God's representative. You as a born-again Christian, like I said, while I go in this church house, right outside these church house doors, bless God, you're God's representative. And we need to live our life And how is it with you when you step outside these church house doors? That's serious, brother. That's serious. But we need to live every minute of our life as perfect as we can. We need to live every minute of our life. Now, I know it's getting quiet in here. That's all right. We need to live our life every minute with the thought in mind the Lord could come back. Just like that. We need to live every minute. I thought about, when I studied on this, I thought about putting down, we need to live every day of our lives like that could be the day. No. I thought, no. God told me to no. I said, hey, we need to live every minute, bless God. I believe we're that close. We need to live every minute and do with everything we can, the best of our ability. Live every minute like that could be the minute, bless God, that the Lord could come back. Because I believe, Brother Dennis, with all my heart, like I've said, we're living in a day, in an hour, that is just that close. That the Lord could come back. But what I want you to think about tonight, and what I want you to study about tonight, is where do you stand with the Lord? One of these days, God's going to send down His mercy and His grace for the last time. You believe that? One of these days, there ain't going to be no more mercy, no more grace. God's going to send it down for the last time. One of these days, God's going to send down salvation for the last time. You believe that? Folks, you better be ready tonight. Because when and God's got the time, God's got the hour when He's going to send His Son back. And when He looks over, and folks, I'm telling you, you better wake up tonight because the Lord can come back before this service is over with, bless God. He can look over to His Son and say, Son, it's time to go. There ain't going to be no preparation time then, brother. There ain't going to be no time then to get ready to go meet the Lord. Because it's going to be too late. You better make sure your salvation tonight. You better make sure that you're saved tonight beyond a shadow of a doubt. Because when He does split the eastern sky, bless God, it's going to be too late. Salvation is done, going to be sent down for the last time, bless God. And they that's it. They ain't no. Which one? The scripture I read to you tonight. Then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken, the other left. Two women grinding at the mill. The one will be took and the other left. Bless God, it's going to happen just exactly that same way. And I know if you're saved tonight, but think about this for me. I thought about this a whole lot as I studied on this. I know if you're saved tonight, you're not going to be here to see what goes upon. If you're saved tonight, you're going to be on your way to heaven. You're going to be in the air to meet your loved ones in the air. But think about this for a minute. Brother Jerry, you think about what a turmoil. Airplanes are falling out of the sky. Vehicles are running down the highway, and their driver's gone. They're gone to heaven. You think about, Brother Sean, what a turmoil. For the last time, bless God, it's going to happen. Whether you believe it or not, whether you like the thoughts of it or not, you say, "Well, I like the way I love my life here. I love my family. I do too. I enjoy life, but I'm looking so forward, bless God, to going to heaven. Amen. This old world, bless God, ain't got nothing to hold me here. This old world ain't got nothing. This old world is so wicked. Like I said a while ago, it's so mean outside. It's so mean. It's so terrible. There ain't nothing in this old world that I've got a desire to stay here for, Brother Sean. Nothing." Yeah, I love my family, I love my friends, I love my church. Love to be around them. But bless God, you think we have a good time here at church, you think you have a good time with your family and friends, bless God. Think for just a minute, and I can see our little old minds can't go but so far, but you think for just a minute what heaven's going to be like. Amen? And bless God, just to be able to look upon His face, just to be able to look upon the face, bless God, of the one that loved us enough. Bless God that He's willing to go all the way and die there for me and die there for you on that old rugged cross. Thank God tonight that His Son went all the way for me, bless God. Thank God tonight that He loved me enough that He went all the way and died there on that old rugged cross to make it possible that I could have the opportunity, bless God, and have the privilege of going to a place called heaven To have what a blessing tonight. How that blesses my heart to know, bless God, that he loved me enough. Tim Wilson, sorry as I am, he loved me enough that he went all the way for me, brother. And that may not get you excited. That may not do nothing for you, but that stirs something down deep inside my soul. To think that what he went through with, to think the beating, the hurt, the pain, bless God, that he went through with to make salvation possible for us. And bless God, I'm just going to say it. Why we sit back and say, well, what, blah, 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 blah. You may look at me tonight like I'm stupid, but I'm going to tell you something. The Lord's coming back. Whether you like it or not, the Lord's coming back. Whether if you're not saved tonight, he's coming back. And you better make your preparations while you've got time. Because like I said a while ago, when he splits that eastern sky, bless God, you ain't going to have time to get ready. We take time down here in this old world getting ready to go places. We take time, bless God, getting ready to come to church. We take time getting ready to go to work. Take time getting ready to go to school. When he steps out on the clouds of glory, bless God, there ain't going to be no preparation time. You better be ready when he makes them steps. But one of these days, everything I've preached on tonight, everything I've said, is going to come to pass. One of these days, everything we do in this present life that we live in, everything, I don't care what it is, going to be for the last time. And how are you doing it? I mean, think about it, folks. Think about it just for a minute. And I'll close in just a minute. Everything I said a while ago is going to be for the last time. One of these days, there'll be no more meeting at Bethel as we know it. As we know it now. One of these days, and I'm going to say it again, we'll get up and get ready for work. Brother Jeff, one more time, for the last time. We'll get ready for school. We'll get ready to go outside for the last time. Because it's going to come to pass just like the scripture I told you that I read to you tonight. In an hour, in a tight day, in an hour when you think not, the Son of Man is going to come. And like I said when I first started, we're living in a day and time when nobody is looking for the Lord to come back. I believe that with all my we're not a bit more concerned about the Lord coming back than nothing. If we was, we'd be doing more for him, including myself. Every one of us in here, he's got friends and family that's lost on their way to hell, including myself. If we was looking and if we was expecting the Lord to come back at any minute, we'd take every opportunity we could to witness to our friends and witness to our family. On the job, we would do our jobs better and more efficient and be more efficient for Christ than what we do. We'd go to school more efficient and witness more for him. Young, I know how it is in school. I mean, it's been a long time since I was there. Things have changed a whole lot, but it's still school. And I know that you'll get made fun of for being a Christian. People may not do it to your face. Such and such is a Christian. He claims to be a Christian. Do you see him doing that? Blah, blah, blah. Bless God, live your life at school the best you can. Make God proud of you.
Amen.
Amen. Not just at school, but everywhere in this life. Bless God, you can be a Christian going to Walmart. You may not like the prices, bless God, but you can be a Christian going to Walmart.
Right.
You can be a Christian anywhere you want to be. I put it that way. You can be a Christian anywhere you want to be.
That's right.
Am I right?
Amen.
But you know what bothers me? I'm afraid a lot of times we don't want to be. I'm afraid a lot of times we don't want people to know we're Christian. We don't want people on a job or at school out here in this world, brother Dennis, to know we're Christian. Am I right? Look at me like I'm stupid if you want to. But we don't want people to know we're Christian. They'll make fun of me. Oh, bless God, let them make fun of me. I don't care. It don't bother me. I've been made fun of all my life anyway. It don't make no difference to me anyway. Get made fun of the way I talk. I just, God, bless God, I'm just what God made me. If you don't like me, I'm sorry. It don't bother me a bit if you don't like me. If you don't like my type of preaching, don't make me a bit mad. I don't care. Take it up with the Lord. I am what I am. Bless God through the Lord.
Amen.
And I thank him tonight that I know down here, if he was to split that eastern sky right now, Brother Dennis, I'd be on my way.
Amen.
Yeah, I thought about this. I know that we would like to be with our families when the Lord. You ever thought about that, Brother Jeremy? You ever thought about being with, where are you going to be when the Lord comes back? Yeah, I'd like to be sitting. But now I'm not, don't get me wrong. This, I guess, is just the flesh talking. It don't matter to me where I'm at when the Lord comes back. But this old fleshly body in the back of my mind, I think I'd like to be huddled up with Regina and Hannah when the Lord comes back. Now, don't look at me stupid. You would too. Bless God, you'd like to be your family. But let me tell you tonight, it don't matter where we're at. Because once we get to heaven, we're going to be one big happy family.
Amen.
You believe that? We're going to be one big happy family. There ain't going to be no more cares of this world. There ain't going to be nothing else to worry about, Brother Kevin. There ain't going to be no more worries in this when we get to heaven. And I thought about this. I need to hush, but I thought about this so much. Every day we live seems like there's more to worry about, more to be concerned about, more to worry about our family, if our family's safe, if our family's okay. Because I'm telling you, folks, even here in these mountains, it's not safe. It's not safe. Bless God, I know the Lord can protect us. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not stupid. I know the Lord can protect us and do whatever he wants to. But I'm telling you, it's not safe inside the church doors. They have many people killed. People going in churches and going crazy and shooting people. He didn't say, bless God, but one of these days we're going to a place that we ain't going to have to worry about that no more. Amen. That is if you're saved. Folks, you better make sure tonight. And like I said, you better make sure of your salvation tonight. Because you look at what's going on in this world. You look at what's going on, what's taking place in the Middle East. You look what's taking place in Israel. God, I believe with all my heart, God has about had it up to here. I believe God's about fed up with it, brother. I believe we're living, like I said, I believe we're living in a time it could be just like that. And like I said, once he comes, once he splits that eastern sky, there ain't going to be no preparation time. You better be ready. Let's everybody stand as they come to the instruments for just a minute, every head bowed and every eye closed. I don't want to leave the service tonight without, there may be somebody here tonight that's never been saved. And I don't want to take that opportunity as they play something just softly tonight. Think about what I've said tonight. Think about what I've preached on tonight. How does it stand with you? Where would you be if the Lord came back at this very minute? What condition is your soul in tonight? Would you be, which one would you be tonight of the two working in the field? The one was took and the other was left. The two women grinding at the mill, one was taken and the other left behind. If the Lord come back, now this is serious, folks. If the Lord come back this very second, where would you be? Anybody need to come tonight? Folks, you better search out your heart tonight and know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you're saved. How does it stand with you and the Lord tonight? Folks, I wouldn't leave this building tonight unless I was 100% sure that I knew that I was saved. It's too close. You'll say, preacher, I'll get saved when I get good and ready to get saved. No, you won't. You won't get saved until the Holy Spirit deals with you. You won't get saved just by making up your own mind, I'll get saved tomorrow at 3 p.m. It don't work that way, folks. If God's not dealing with your heart, you won't get saved. Where does it stand with you tonight? I'm not going to wait much longer. Do you know you're saved? Man, I believe that's time enough. I appreciate you coming tonight. Remember all the tabernacle meeting. Pray for me that I'd ever do what God wants me to do. Pray for the church. Pray for Brother Dern. Folks, there are a lot we need to pray about tonight. Just thank God for that he allowed us to be here, folks. Now listen to me. We don't know that we'll meet back here again. We don't know that. We'll make plans for it. But we don't know for sure that we'll meet back here. We don't know that. God does. We don't know. If we knew the future, bless God, Brother Vince, he'd scare us to death. We don't have an idea. We don't have a clue. But just be careful and thank God for what he's doing for us. Thank God for his many blessings. And I hope and pray that everybody in here is saved. I do. And if you're not, I pray that you get saved somewhere before it's too late. Because like I've said, one of these days it's going to be too late. And you can laugh at me and make fun of me if you want to for what I've said tonight. But I'm warning you, I'm telling you. If you ain't never been saved, bless God, one of these days it's going to be too late. You may not have another opportunity. Sean, you dismiss this, please.